This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has conducted another test at a satellite launch site to bolster its strategic nuclear deterrence. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
North Korea gave few details about its Saturday afternoon test, which occurred at a satellite launch facility. It's the same site where the North last week conducted what analysts say was a rocket engine test. North Korea appears to be preparing for a test of a long-range missile, or satellite launch vehicle, both of which would likely use ballistic missile technology. North Korea has given the U.S. until the end of the year to drop what it says is its hostile policy. U.S. President Donald Trump has ignored the North Korean deadline. He's also slowly ramped up rhetoric against the North, recently referring to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
In New Zealand, police divers are searching for two victims of a volcano eruption that left at least 16 dead and dozens severely burned. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says the search will continue.
So we know that time is of the essence, but the reality is for the time being we've recovered the six obvious bodies, but we've got more work to do. We've got two more and we're actually determined to get them back.
Police believe one of the missing bodies was sighted in the water close to the island by rescue teams on Tuesday, the day after the eruption. The location of the other body is not known. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson traveled to the northern part of the country Saturday to thank voters for backing his Conservative Party.
All of you for the trust that you have placed in us, in the Conservative Party, and in me. And I know how difficult it was, and it can be, to make that kind of decision.
Johnson won a majority of 80 seats, his party's biggest election win in 30 years. For more news, go to voanews.com. In Washington, you're listening to VOA News.